The top law enforcement officer in Massachusetts has launched an investigation into one of the country's largest makers of e-cigarettes. Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey on Tuesday said her office is investigating San Francisco-based Juul Labs to determine if it is violating state law by marketing its product to minors.
I want to know, are they tracking underage use of their products? What are they doing about the rampant use of their product by teenagers? And is this an intentional outcome of their own marketing sales strategy?
Healey, who said subpoenas had been sent to Juul, said the company appears to be taking a page out of the tobacco industry playbook of a generation ago that used cartoon characters in a bid to get kids addicted to cigarettes. Juul, which started in business just 3 years ago, has become one of the top sellers of e-cigarettes, the handheld electronic devices that heat a flavored liquid containing nicotine into an inhalable vapor. Juul's product is a slick design that resembles a USB flash drive. It's become so dominant in the market that vaping is often referred to as juuling. In an emailed statement, Matt David, chief communications officer of Juul Labs, said the company, quote, never marketed to anyone underage. The statement highlighted a number of steps the company said it had taken to keep its product out of the hands of young people, including warning labels and an e-commerce platform with strict ID and age verification technology. Public health and anti-tobacco activists have become alarmed by recent studies that show use of e-cigarettes among high school students is skyrocketing, while at the same time tobacco smoking has plummeted.
The bottom line, this is about keeping young people safe and healthy. I want parents and everybody out there across the state to understand the prevalence, the pervasiveness of vaping, and also to understand the harm that comes through the use of these devices.
The Attorney General's office also sent cease and desist orders to two online e-cigarette sellers, accusing them of not checking the ages of their customers. At the press conference announcing the investigation of Juul Labs, Healey displayed posters showing some of the company's retail marketing pitch.
Go online and Google Juuling. You know, you will see social media that is so powerful and so pervasive that basically sensationalizes this vaping, that makes it seem incredibly appealing to young people. There are any number of blogs and websites. There are any number of social media examples, which of course is the medium where kids are at.
Healey was joined at the news conference by Dr. Jonathan Winnikoff, Director of Pediatric Research at Mass General Hospital's Tobacco Research and Treatment Center. He called vaping by young people a public health emergency.
The adolescent brain is uniquely sensitive to nicotine and become addicted more rapidly and at lower exposure concentrations. The younger a teen starts smoking or vaping, the harder it will be to quit.
The Attorney General's action comes as vaping is getting more scrutiny on other fronts. The legislature has passed a bill raising the legal age to purchase tobacco and e-cigarette products to 21. In Springfield, the City Council and Public Health Council have taken steps to enact a ban on vaping in any place where tobacco smoking is prohibited. The Massachusetts Department of Health launched a public information campaign recently to alert parents about the dangers of teenagers using e-cigarettes. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.